Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved and grown to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, 25th day of the month of Sivan. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the three children that we've been davening for, Taya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana Fredel, Elini Orna, Bas, Chen Chana, and Tinok, Ben, Nechama, Devorah. May they and all in need of a refuah have a refuah shlema easily, painlessly, and quickly. Additionally, please keep in mind all of those who are still being held captive, our brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, Arvin Netanel Ben Sonia Siona in Iran, and Evan Gershkovitz in Russia. May they have a speedily release and return to the arms, to the loving arms of their family. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Naftali Buchwald of the Young Israel of Houston in Houston, Texas, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Buchwald fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and in English, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, the Mishaberach for the Shvuim, and Rabbi Buchwald will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up and to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. If you did not receive it today, you are not the only one. There was a technical issue today in that I don't believe the email went through. So stay tuned. We should have the email out and ready to go for tomorrow. But I do apologize that it did not go out today in the way that we thought it would. And with that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Buchwald.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, for this opportunity. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Welcome from the warm south here in Houston, Texas. So the pasuk in this week's Parsha, Parshas Korach, tells us of the story of the rebellion of Korach and his group. And after going back and forth, Moshe Rabbeinu and Korach and his followers, an exacerbated Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayichar l'Moshe Moed, he gets very upset. Vayomer al Hashem. And he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al teifen el minchasam. God, don't turn to their mincha, don't turn to their offering. And Rashi explains what this term means, is don't accept their keres, the incense that they're going to bring tomorrow, or their portion in the public karban, the public sacrifice. You shouldn't accept it. Don't give them that merit. But the Ramban, Nachmanides, has a different take. And he explains Al teifen el minchasam to mean that Al teifen el karban sheyakuv ufanecha, don't accept the offering they're going to bring, the el tefila sheyisparu lecha, and to the prayers that they're going to pray to you. And he explains that the term mincha can be used interchangeably as to mean karbanas, literally sacrifices, but also tefilas of prayers. So Moshe Rabbeinu upset at Korach turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and davens to Hashem, don't accept the tefilas of Korach. But think about it for a moment. What were these tefillah? What were Korach and his followers davening to Hashem? What were they saying? I can only imagine. God, I'm really the leader. Moshe's a liar. He's a faker. Aaron's a thief. He stole the kahuna. Moshe usurped the crown. We should be the ones. We should be the leaders. We should be the priests. Imagine, those were the tefillahs of Korach and his followers. And for that, Moshe Rabbeinu is nervous. He's worried. He's afraid. Ooh, Hashem's going to listen to Korach's tefillahs? What's to be afraid of? Don't listen to him. He's a liar. He's making this all up. God, you know, I'm Moshe Rabbeinu, and the real legitimate leader. What was Moshe afraid of? Al Teifanim and Chasim don't accept the tzilus of Korach and his followers. So I once heard an incredible answer from Amartz Chedruk, while he was a magid in Yerushalayim. I later found that the Arya Cheskel of Chaskel Levenstein also suggests a similar approach. What you see here is the power of tefillah, the power of prayer. A heartfelt tefillah from the depths of your heart, out of desperation, even if you're 100% wrong, even if you're making it up, but you're talking to God and you're begging, you're beseeching, it still has the ability to accomplish. And such a tefillah, Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of. And he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, don't listen to the prayers of Korach. I know he's coming out of desperation. I know what he's going to say, and he's wrong. But he's going to beg you, he's going to beseech you, and don't listen to him. Listen to me. Because that is the power of tefillah, of a heartfelt tefillah when we're desperate and we cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you find a similar sentiment in the Mishnayos and Makkos. The Mishnah Makkos tells the halacha of a person who killed someone by accident. And they have to go to the Ir Miklat, to the city of refuge, and they're only freed and allowed to leave once the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, dies. And therefore, presumably, those who are confined to the Ir Miklat would daven that the high priest should daven, should die soon. And their mothers, the Mishnah tells us, the mothers of the Kohanim Gedolim would come and provide food and clothing and gifts to those who were confined to the cities of refuge, in order that they shouldn't daven that their sons, the Kohanim Gedolim, should die. What are they afraid of? The Kohen Gadol was a tzaddik, the high priest, the leader of the Jewish people. He's a good man. This is the person who killed accidentally. And he's going to daven. But the mothers realize that a prayer out of desperation, a tefillah that comes from the depths of someone's heart, can accomplish, even if it seems inappropriate or wrong. And therefore they have to take a little of the edge off of it and give them some food and give them some clothing and provide for them. Because they would think, oh, that nice little old lady, I don't really want her to lose her son. And they wouldn't daven with such desperation and such feeling and such intent, because that is the power of tefillah. And unfortunately, very often we forget our own power, our own ability. But if we were to realize and to think what we can accomplish, we could change the world. When a person realizes the power of tefillah, then imagine what they can do. That's what you see from Korach. That's what you see from the mothers of the Kohanim Gedolim. And Be'ez Hashem will take these lessons and go to our Shemoneh Esrei and say our Tehillim with such fervor that we'll change the world. Now we're going to recite these five kapitels of Tehillim. We'll start with Kapitel Chaf, chapter 20. I'll say it slowly, everyone can say along. Am Natzeach Mizmar LeDavid Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisakech Hashem Alehei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisodeka Yizkar Kol Minchaytecha V'Oilashtecha Yedash Nasela Yitain Lecha Kilvavecha V'chol Atasecha Yimalei Niranina Bishua Secha V'Shem Eleinu Nidkol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishadri Secha Ato Yodato Yodati Ki Yishi Adonai Mishichoi Yaneu Mishmei Kodshoi Bikburois Yisha Yiminoi Eile Boreche, Viele Basusim, Vanachnu, Beshem, Adenoi, Lehenu Nazkir, Hemakoru, Vinofolo, Vanachnu, Kamnu, Vanisoidod, Adenoi, Hoshia, Amelechia, Anenu, Vion Koreinu. Kapitel Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmar Lidovid, Adenoi, Rayi, Loyechtor, Vinoi Seshe, Yarbi, Seini, Almei, Minucho, Isina, Aleni, Nafshi yishoyve v'yancheini v'magli tzedek v'ma'am shimoi. Gam ki heilech v'gei talmoves lo yiro ro ki ato imodi shivtecho u'mishantecho heima yinachamuni תארך לפני שולחן נגד צוירוי, נשמתו והשם בן ראשי כאיסי רוויו, אך תויד וחסד ידפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני ליאו אלך יומים. תהילים קכ"א, chapter 121. שיר למעלוי, ששו עיני אל הערים, מאין יבוא יזרי. עזרי מהם אדוני, יויסי שמיים בארץ. אל ייתן למות רגלך, אל ינום שומרך. הנה לא ינום ולא יישן שומר ישראל. אדוני שומרך, אדוני צילך על יד ימינך. יאמר השמש לא יככה וירח בלילה. אדוני ישמרך מכל רע ישמר את נפשך. אדוני ישמר את פסחו ויחו מעתו ועד עולם. קפיטל קוף למד, chapter 130. שיר המעלוי, סמימה מכם, כי רוסיך אדוני. אדוני שמוב בקולי, תהיינו אוזנך קשובוי, לכל תחנונוי. אם אבוינוי, תשמור יו, אדוני מי עמוי. כי עמך הסליחו למען תיבורי. כביסי אדוני כרצון נפשי, ולדברוי היכולתי. נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבויקר, שומרים לבויקר. יחל ישראל על אדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד, והרבה עם היחידות. והוא יפתה את ישראל מכל אבוני סוף. קפיטל קופמן בייז, chapter 142. נזכיר לדוד, בי אויסוי במורוס תפילו. קוילי על אדוני עזו, קוילי על אדוני עז חנון. אשפוך לפונוב שיחי, תורסי לפונוב אגיד. תשתף עלי רוחי, ואתה ידעת נסיב אותי. ורחזו עליך, תמלו פח לי. הבית יומין וראי ואין לי מכיר. עובד מנוי סימני, אין דרש לנפשי. זועקתי אליך אדוני, אמרתי אתה מחסי. חלקי בארץ החיים. הקשיבו אל נפשי כי דלוי סימיון, הצילני מרעי דפי כי אמצו ממני, הציעו ממעשקי נפשי לא ידעס את שמך, ויחתירו צדיקים כי סגמוי לא לוי. אחינו כל בית ישראל הנשואים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין ביום ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה ומאפלה להרה, ומשיבו לגאולה הסוף בעגלו בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. El Mishabeach for the Chayalim, Mishabeach Avisino Avim Yizek V'Yakov, Rivarechas Chayalei Tzvah, Haganali Yisrael, V'Anshei Kerechas Abitachon, הרמדים על משמר ארצנו והרי עליהנו מגבול הלבנון והמדבר מצרים ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא הרבה ובכל מקום שהם ביבשה ובאוויר ובים ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמר ויציל את חיילינו מכל צר ומצוקה מכל נגל ומחל ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם יד בשנינו ותחיהם יעצם בכס ישוע והטרס ניצחים ויקום בהם הכוסף כי אדוני אליכם הולך עמכם ללחם לכם מייביכם להישיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. אז אני שבח for the shvim, for the captives. משבח אביתנו אבים יצחק ויעקב יוסף משה ואהרן דוד ושמעון ויברך מישמר וימסרת נדרי צבא הגנה לישראל ושליה ואת כל אחינו הנשואים בצר ובשביה בעבור שכל הכל הקדוש הזה מספר בעבורם הקדוש ברוך הוא ימול רחמים עליהם ויתן מחשך את המוות מישראליהם ינעתק ומצוק ישראליהם יושיעים וישיביהם מהיר לחיק משפחותיהם יועידו לאדון יחסת ונפלאי סב לבני אדם ויקום בהם מקרא שכרסו ובסורי אדון יישובן ובואו ציון ברינה ושמחת אלם על ראשם צופן ושמחה יעשיגו נסגן והנחה ונאמר אמן. Now make Mishabeach for the Chayalim, for the sick people, I'll pause. You can insert the names. Mishabeach, Avisina, Avim, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Mesha, Aaron, Dov, Rishon, Hu, Yivarech, Yerapa, Es. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימר הרחמים עליהם להחלים המחוויסם, להחזיק המחוויסם, להשתח להם מהיר רפואה שלם לשמיים, לכל עבריהם ולכל בגידיהם, בסרך שער הכל יצרו לטוח את הנפש, תפוח לגוף, השתה בעגול בזמן קרדיף, ונאמר, אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Buchwald. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, Amir Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.